Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using iOS 5 with VoiceOver, I want to show you a feature which is called keyboard shortcuts, which allows you to use abbreviations when you're entering in email, messages, or for that matter, anywhere you've got your on-screen keyboard. So you can type in an abbreviation and that will expand out to a phrase, etc., so that you can save yourself lots of typing, particularly with your on-screen keyboard. So first of all, let me say that I've got my iPhone, in this case 4S, in my hand. VoiceOver is running and I'm currently sitting on my home screen. So to get to shortcuts, we need to go to Settings, General, and then Keyboard. So I'm going to find my settings icon on my home screen and I'm going to try and touch it sort of down towards my particular screen on the right-hand side, about three-quarters of the way down.
Settings.
Remembering also, too, that you could actually flick left and right with one finger on your screen to find that icon. And you'll also notice that I've currently got my hints turned off for VoiceOver, so you won't hear one finger double tap to open, etc. So in this case, I'll do one finger double tap to open.
Settings.
And touch towards the bottom of the screen to find the general icon.
Wallpaper button. General button.
Okay, so I found wallpaper and I just did a one finger flick to the right to find general. One finger double tap to open that.
General settings back button.
Now, keyboard is right down the bottom of this particular general screen. So I'm going to do a three finger flick up to move the screen down.
Rows 8 to 16 of 16.
And again, I'm going to touch the screen roughly where my settings icon was, so about three quarters of the way down on the right-hand side.
Keyboard button.
There's keyboard. Again, keeping in mind that we could also have done one finger flick left and right through all the icons to find keyboard. One finger double tap.
Keyboard. General. Back button.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to now go touch towards the bottom of my screen.
Shortcuts. Heading.
Okay, so you've heard the heading shortcuts. And because the screen's not currently scrolled, rather than scrolling, I'm actually just going to do one finger flick to the right to scroll the screen that way.
BRB, be right back.
Okay, so that's the first one I've actually put in myself. BRB, which is the shortcut, and the phrase is be right back. One finger flick to the right again.
CTCL, can't talk now, call you later.
Okay, CTCL, of course, is the shortcut. Can't talk now is the phrase. One finger flick to the right again.
OMW, on my way.
Okay, OMW, on my way. That was actually preset in there already. I didn't have to put that in. And one finger flick to the right.
Add new shortcut button.
And there's the add new shortcut button. So let's add a new shortcut. So one finger double tap.
Phrase. Text field. Is editing.
So we get the focus straight on the phrase that we want to use. Now, because I often ring my wife when I'm coming back from Sydney to Gosford to say that I'm about 10 minutes away from Gosford Station, I'm actually going to call the phrase 10 minutes away from Gosford. So I'm going to type that in now.
T-E-N-10-M-I-N-U-T-S minutes A-W-A-Y away F-R-O-M from G-O-S-F-O-R-D Gosford.
Okay, and I just put a space at the end there just to make it say Gosford. So let me do a two-finger rotate to Word.
Language. Typing mode. Edit. Words.
One finger flick up to read back word by word.
Gosford. From. Away. Minutes. 10.
So let me now touch the screen.
Phrase.
At the top.
Text field. So is editing. Word mode. 10 minutes away from Gosford.
One finger flick to the right.
Shortcut.
Optional.
Text field.
Shortcut optional. I'm not actually 100% sure why it says optional, but never mind. So let me just do one finger double tap to put the focus in there. So let me type in the abbreviation for 10 minutes. So I'm just going to call it TMIN. So I'll do that now.
TMIN.
Okay, that's it. Let me just switch to characters with the rotor. Two finger rotate.
Characters.
And let's go one finger flick up to read back.
NIMT.
Okay, so that sounds like
Tango.
That's all good. Touch the top of the screen again.
Phrase, 10 minutes away from Gosford.
So let me
text
do one
field.
Finger flick to the left.
Save button.
Save that.
Keyboard
Add new shortcut. Button.
Okay, so I don't need to add another shortcut. I'm just going to press the home button.
Settings.
So I'm going to pretend I'm sitting on the train going home, and I'm going to send my wife an SMS message. So I'm going to go to messages.
Messages. For new items.
Tap to open.
Messages. Compose. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on compose.
Two. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
Okay, now I won't put in who I'm actually sending it to at the moment because I don't want to actually get my wife confused since I'm currently at work in the morning. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Add from address book. Message. Text field.
The message body. Double tap. Make sure the focus is in there. And now all I'm going to do now is type in T.
Capital T. M. I.
N.
N. 10 minutes away from Gosford.
Spacebar.
Auto correction. 10 minutes away from Gosford.
And I can now send the message, which is actually very, very straightforward. Okay, so I won't actually send that message, even though I haven't got my wife's name in there at the moment. But you can definitely see how it works extremely nicely, and you can save yourself a lot of time. For example, I've also got to add in other abbreviations, such as EML, my email address, ADR for my address, SIG1, SIG2, SIG3, because I've actually got three different signatures depending on what I'm doing. And the other one that I quite often type all the time is the podcast address, which is quite long. It's actually http://davidwoodbr, that's davidwoodbr, .podbean.com/feed. So as you would be aware, that takes quite a long time to type on an on-screen keyboard. And what I've just converted that to is just the word pod, P-O-D. So I just type in the abbreviation pod, press the space. It actually puts in the whole feed address for my podcast. So it really can come in extremely handy. So let me just press the home button to come back to the main home screen.
Messages for new item.
That concludes this demonstration of using shortcuts on iOS with VoiceOver. I hope you found it of some use. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Deputy Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.